Was glaube ich, if they change.
So thesis, thesis means that true, it's not necessary that the shliach should witness, should see. He has to observe, and he can observe not dafke through the sense of sight. He can observe through the sense of hearing as well. So if he observed the scraping of the knife, the scraping of the pen, so that is good enough. But there is a certain matbeah that the Chachomim require the shliach to say. So what's the matbeah? The matbeah is before Nayinachtav Nachtav. So you ask, according to Rav Ashi, if he didn't see with his eyes, how can he come to Bezdin and say before Nayinachtav, before Nayinachtav? He's a liar. The answer is, he's not a liar. Because before Nayinachtav, before Nayinachtav means I observe it. I observe it. Doesn't have to be dafke. Yeah, I witnessed with my eyes. That's what before Nechta means. So he's not Nishati. But that's Bamed Vorem Amurim, if he's not blind. So people don't know whether he saw it with his eyes or he heard the scraping of the pen. So Mimele, it's all right. Objectively, he's not blind. Even though he only observed through the sense of hearing, not through the sense of sight. So, objectively speaking, he's not lying. But if he's a blind person, even though objectively he's able to say before Nechta, before Nechta, because objectively, before Nechta means I observe it. But when people hear that a blind person says before Nechta, what will they say? A bunch of liars. Bezdin and the Shliach, the Eidim, there is collusion between all of them. So Mimele, that's why a Sume cannot be a Shliach. Because it's Merzek a Mishaker. Not that he's a Mishaker, he's not a Mishaker. If it would be a Mishaker, so even if he's not blind and if he didn't see, he couldn't say Fonechta, Fonechta. Oh, so then the question arises, let the Sume be Shliach and let him say, not before Nechtav, before Nechtav. I heard the scraping, let him spell it out. So there is a special matbeya, Shetobu Chachonim. So the Shliach has to use that lotion. So that was the Kones Chachonim. That every Shliach has to use that lotion. So Mimele, so a Sume couldn't be Shliach, because to use another lotion, so would not conform to the matbeya Shetobu Chachonim. And to use the same lotion would be merzik and mishaker. So that's why a sume cannot say v'nachtav v'nachtam. But if someone is not blind, even though he did not witness with his eyes, but he observed it through the sense of hearing, he can say v'nachtav v'nachtam. So he can use the same matbeah. He can use the same matbeah. Now this is the taste stands. Now the Rosh, he has the same Rashi and he gives a different terrace. And he says that when Rav Ashi says, Afil kan kultis and kan migilte, he's all right. When Rav Ashi says that Afil kan kultis and kan migilte, he's all right. So Rav Ashi only means that it's all right. That, in other words, if, let's say, he saw the parchment before it was written, before the Sefer wrote on it, the get. And then he didn't see the writing of it. Let's say he went into another. Let's say so he saw the parchment in one room, then he walked in another room. Let's say there is an antechamber. So, and he stood there, and while the get was written, he was in the antechamber. So he didn't see the writing of it, but he heard the scratching of the pen. Then after that, he came in again to the room, and he looked at the parchment. So he identified it with his own tviyasai, that this is the same parchment that he took notice of while it was still blank. He recognized it with his tviyasai, that this is the same parchment that he took notice of before the get was written. And while the get was written, he didn't see the writing because he wasn't in the chamber, but he heard the scratching of the pen. And after that, he takes a look again at the same parchment, he recognizes it, and he sees the whole get is written and signed and everything. So then it is good. But only if he can recognize it with his three eyes. But if he's a blind person, so he couldn't recognize it, so he couldn't say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Why? Because he's saying before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Why? On the basis of the scratching of the pen. How does he know that the scratching of the pen was done on this piece of parchment? He was never able to see the piece of parchment. Some mele, that's why he's so mispos. This is the Rosh sentence. In Simen Gimel, in the first Perek in Rosh. Itma, bovel rav ma ke at so le git nu shmo ma ke khutz varet le mi bokem mi flike ne mas so shi pki li shmo ve han ik mi re ma so shi mi tsili kai me ve han la me lo shri khe ve tis bere vo rav mi shri do ave el de kul al me bin li kai me rav so ba kim dikem mi sift mi shka shri khe u shmo el so ba mi sift ki sai et ride na drash מסיפתי, רבי יש לי דרובה, ונאי נדריק מירו, כי מדים דינו דינו בין אלי קיימי, מסיפתי אישי וסקוויס, אחת מסור הבאחת בן הדויה, ואילכן תלמידים מזו לזו, ומשור היוריס לוהן לא מתו, בגרסה יטרידן, ועם הקיר נחסים איס. סוף דבר, זה מחלוקת ביטוי, אם רב אין שמואל, ואם רב אין שמואל, הקודם תורב, So, Bovel is a din like Yad Yisrael. And according to Shmuel, Bovel is a din of Chutz Loretz. So, Yishliach who delivers a get, Mimdino, Mimdino, Le Bovel. This is what the Gemara has reference to. Rav and Shmuel have reference to a case of Yishliach delivering a get, Mimdino, Mimdino, Le Bovel. Now, not Mibovel Le Yad Yisrael. Mibovel Le Yad Yisrael, that's This is discussed between Rav Avyoser and Rav Yosef on the second Omid. But Rav and Shmuel don't deal with the case of Mibovel Eretz Yisrael. But they deal with the case of a get that is delivered from one Midinim Bovel to another Midinim Bovel. Do we treat Bovel like Eretz Yisrael or do we treat Bovel like Chutz Loretz? According to Shmuel, we treat it like Chutz Loretz, and according to Rav, we treat it like our soil. So Gemara at first wanted to say that Rav agrees with Rabbi, and Shmuel agrees with Rove, and then the Gemara says, no, that they all agree with the Tam of Mitzuyim Mikanei, but Rav says, since they are Bnei Yeshive, so it's not only King Lishmo, and that it's Mitzuyim Mikanei too. And Shmuel says, no, the Bnei Yeshiva too, they go from one city, from one Midin in Bovel to another Midin in Bovel, but because I treat it. So they're not between Likaim. So we don't have to say that there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel and Mitzias. The question is, how much between Likaim we require? So according to Shmuel, we require a greater degree of between Likaimei and a Konitra. But not in the Zimachlekes, in Mitzis. It maname o marabad o maravune, o zil atzminu bi bovel, ki atzisroi li gitten, michio se rav li bovel. Michio se rav li bovel. So how does Rashi say? It maname li taim ishi nechshiche misiftehu. Michio se rav li bovel, li kome ishi nebisure. ודי שמואל אבי בן הדויה, אבו מקור עלי, ואבו אגב די גמירה, די משגור יכון יולי בובל, so, והחורש והמאזגרים אי, ליפוסקו תאירו מהם, ליפוסקו תאירו מהם, so still, prior to the time that Rav, כאב היו צטלת עם בובל, so, בובל עד ידין אוף חוץ לא רציב, אם הכל יתרעב, אם הכל יתרעב, Now, Mosi Rav Yomie, Rav Yudei, Mamerekel, and Mizra, Varekim, Kim Yisrech, Vyashkun, Le'adorim, Vashkun, Kidorim, מיעקב לצופן ואחר כצופן ובו במצרים לארץ ישראל קיימה תכסיב האימא לשם אליי מצופן תפוס חכור ותנען רמר עם האחר כארץ ישראל לגיטין so Bovel is much more to the north of Eretz Yisrael much farther to the north of Eretz Yisrael than Akkor and still the Nekame says that Amin Rabbi Yehuda says that even Akkor has a din of Chutz Loretz and farther north than Akkor certainly has a din of Chutz Loretz and even Rabbi Meir so only Akkor but north of Akkor even Rabbi Meir will be made as a din of Chutz Loretz and Bovel is so much farther north than Akkor is so how can Rav say that the din of Eretz Yisrael ואפילו מותר רמי רמי הקדוס לא נגיד לו, אפילו רמי לא מדבר מקרווה אבל בבובל דמיר חגלוי זו יציקה שגנס רב הוא מייסים לו והוא מפרק לו ליבר מבובל ליבר מבובל Now, so the question is according to Rashi what's the Gemara Kasha against Rav? According to Rashi so when does Rav say that Bovel is in the Eretz Yisrael מחוס הרב לבובל When did Rav settle in Bovel? After the Chesimus HaMishne. So what kind of a Kashi is it from the Mishne? When the Mishne was formulated, so then Rav had not as yet settled in Bovel. So at that time, all of Bovel had the din of Chutz Loretz. So that's why the Mishne says, Miakov is open, Miakov is open. But after Rav settled, after the Chesimus HaMishne, after Rav settled in Bovel, so then the din changed. What kind of a kashi is it? So that says it's kashi against Rashi. Mechios Rav in Bovel, Pirish HaKum Tres. V'hir bo yeshives, v'koshe, dim ki mai porch mas nisn di Miakov is open, she nisn is kidim, she bo Rav in Bovel. V'hir alon she meisi chonyo, she kolo yime, o v'mfarash ametam, kin she bo Rav in Bovel, v'mfarash ametam, So the Ramatam is chilek harashis pshat. Ufrash Ramatam yichos harav libovel, ve'ir alonu shem yishichon yishin golu yimei libovel, hachorash v'amazgir, din oli is kiyat Yisroel yigitin. V'chein yiforesh berish b'chol ma'arovim, v'ligores om ravu neom harav, sh'rav atzmi lo yoyim ha'michos harav libovel. I mean, it's a... Rav himself wouldn't say michos harav libovel. So maybe we cannot give b'geres om ravu neom harav, but the Gemara is saying it. The Gemara is saying, V'yesh miforoshim, Michiyos erav lo irav mamesh, El kireima rabonim ubali teiro. So there are three pshotim in the Gemara of Michos erav lebovel. Rashi's pshat is Michos erav lebovel when Rav settled in Bovel. Then it became more of a Torah center. And then the Rabbi Tam's pshat is Michos erav lebovel when Rav came to Bovel and he advised us that as of the days of Yechonye, of the Golus Rishin of Yechonye, so Torah was, so Bovel was a Torah center, because Achorish V'amazgir doesn't have reference to the physical craftsman, but it means to the spiritual craftsman, to the spiritual craftsman. So Achorish V'amazgir, so Dino Liyeh is Ke'art Yisroel Egitin, And then a third pshat is the Chosar Av LeBovel means when Rabbonim settled in Bovel Baliteiro. So many Gdiliteiro settled in Bovel. So then Bovel became like Eretz Yisrael. Now, so, but the Kashi against Rashi is a very strong Kashi. I mean, Rashi's pshat doesn't even make sense in the context of the Gemara. If Michos Rav Lebovel means after Rav settled in Bovel, so what kind of a kashi is there from the Mish? But the Ram, the Chidush Ha'aran, who's the Terence? And the kashi. Michos Rav Lebovel Pirush Rashi Chavash Om Yishives V'yishol V'teisves Im Kimai Porch Mas Nismakol Itzofen Shem Nishnes Kidim Shem Rav Lebovel Udidi Loi Kashe Dishape Porich V'yochekom So he answers the Kashe of Teisves against Rashi Die Wadda, der Meer, der Rabbonen, die Pflege bei Achol, die Pflege, die Schrichel, die Mir, die Loi. Er hat am Eier, kann ich nur Tag, in das Ayam. Da viel Rebeer, die kommen alle bei Achol, die Mikrele. Aber wo will die Mir, die Wadda, die Meide, die immer Flaginon, Beinon, die das Ayam. Und Fakino, die Baum, die Bovel, die Fische Schmoller, Leo, wie Kulom, Pkin, die Liosel, die Miete. So he gives a very good talent. It's a lomdische talent. Now this is not a balapatische talent. It's a very lomdische talent. So he says that what's the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude as to whether Akko is kiach Yisroi legit no kechus legit. What is this? Machlekes whether the Apkin lishmo, the Ari di mitzvim likame, or any mitzvim likame, it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes in mitzvies. But, of course, it goes without saying that if one half of Akko, especially according to Rabbi Tam, especially according to Rabbi Tam, that the one half of Akko certainly is Eretz Yisrael, only the second half of Akko is like Chutz La'aretz. And even according to the Ri, so everybody agrees that Akko, the Apkin Lishmo, and Akko is between the Kaimei. But there is a loch of the Pluk. There's a loch of the Pluk. So Mimele, the reason as to why the reason as to why the Tanakhama says Akko, Akko Kitzofen, Akko Kitzofen, not that Akko the Anoi the Mitzvah Likaimei, Akko the Ari the Mitzvah Likaimei, but since it's Chutz La'aretz and it does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael in any way, you shouldn't say that, Shem Eretz Yisrael, and since it's Chutz La'aretz, Tanakhama says, since it's Chutz La'aretz, so Mimele it's Loiplut. And Rebbe Meir says, Akko Kiyat Yisrael Likitin. Why Akko Kiyat Yisrael Likitin? Because this has a Shaykhes at Eretz Yisrael. According to the way we explain Shnes Rav Netam, so that can very well be explained. In other words, but the machleket between Tanakhama and Rebbe Meir is in regard to the second Eretz Yisrael. But the first Eretz Yisrael is certainly Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, and since from the point of view of the rationale of Rav Netam, so all of Akko, even the second level of Akko, shouldn't require Vonechta Vonechta. But there is aloche, there is a concept of Loi Pluk. So Meir says, you don't have to apply Loi Pluk here, because even the second level of Akko is distinguishable from the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Because the rest of Chutz La'aretz has no Shaykhes with Eretz Yisrael. This has a Shaykhes with Eretz Yisrael. It has a Shaykhes with Eretz Yisrael. According to Ram Tam's Pshat, because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though the Takone of Vonechtam Vonechtam is generally based upon the Dushas Eretz Yisrael, not the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but, and the second of Avako does not have the Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but since it's Eidim Mitzuyim Likaimei, and only on the basis of Lipluk, we should require him to sing Vonechtam Vonechtam. But if it has any Shaykhes with Eretz Yisrael, just because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so mainly we don't apply the concept of Lipluk. But farther north than Akko, that there's no Shaykhes with Eretz Yisrael. So then even Rebbe Meir would say that he has to sing Vonechtam Vonechtam, even if it's Mire. So that's the kashe. That's the kashe of the Gemara against Rav. True, Rav only says it Michos Rav Libovel. But why Michos Rav Libovel? Because there has been a change in the whole environment of Bovel. Bovel became a center of Torah as much as Eretz Yisrael. But we see that Akko was a center of Torah, and Akko was a Mitzvah Likaimei, and everything. And still the Tanakhama requires that we should say Vonechtam Vonechtam. Why? Because of the Pluk. Loitachlik Minesayam. And even Rebbe Meir, so it's not that Rebbe Meir is chelik on the concept of the Pluk. Rebbe Meir is chelik in regard to Akko because that is so identified with Eretz Yisrael that we do not say Loitachlik Minesayam. But farther north than Akko, that has no Shaykhes with Eretz Yisrael. So then, we certainly should apply the concept of Litach and Nesayam. So how could Rav say that after Rav settled there and became a Torah center and would worry the Mitzvah Likaimei, so then we shouldn't say before Nechtam, but Akko Akol was always in between Likaimi, and still Tanakami says, I'm the basis of the plug that we have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. So Bobel, even after Rav settled on the basis of the plug, we should require before Nechtam for Nechtam. There's the kasha. Alright. Now the thesis. Ashur Bais, the boy named after the Lizzie Bais, come on, it's in the Maslow of Kishabi's case. Bobo had one of the Israel. We didn't need Bobo, please. The basic didn't mean it's really sorry. The other got the only side three that the name of the Shiri is a Shahut Lorenz, Bobo Art Israel, Namelo Yale. Because that is the Machlikes to the Rabbi Yosef of Yasim Sotah. So how does the Ran explain? So that's a good kashe. So who meisiv lo, who mifarek lo? Libar mibovel. But, what do you mean bar mibovel? But litachin is ayam, how can we say libar mibovel? So the Ran says, the teres of the moral libar mibovel is, bovel is such a big shetach. It has a shem bifnei atzmi. It's not just one medine. Bovel represents a much larger scope than just the Midine. When do we say Loi Plug, L'tachm Zayam, if it's in respect of a small Shetach? But Bovel has a Shem Bifnei Atzmei, it has a relatively wide scope. So they are vis-a-vis Bovel that has such a wide scope, it has a Shem Cholok Bifnei Atzmei. Shem Cholok Bifnei Atzmei, so we don't apply the klal of Loi Plug, of L'tachm Zayam. Because Bobel has its own shame. In other words, there is Eretz Yisrael, there is Chutz Laaretz, and there is Bobel. Now, so with this we can understand the next piece of Gemara. Ad heichon mit Bobel, Omer Rav Poppe ki machlikes li yuchsen tach machlikes li gittin. V'Rav Yisif Omer machlikes li yuchsen, av li gittin di v'hakla d'ar betin yonet gishra. Now we can know, understand exactly what it has reference to. But because we are never in Bovel, and even if we had been living in Bovel, so the Bovel today is not the same Bovel as in Zman Chazal, so we won't be able to know what exactly he has referenced. So Rashi says, now, Kimachlik is Liyusuf. And Kimachlik Liyusuf, Pirik Asor Yusuf, the Kanon Kola Avotis Isolay Art Israel, the Art Israel is only Bovel. We flick your awesome Adichem, Albert Yone, Arova Shmiwa, Hasmuch Holy Gesha. There was a certain willow tree near the bridge. What bridge? I don't know. I mean, so this was the thing. Now, what's the machlekes liyuchsen? Now, so liyuchsen all the bottom, the outer soil, and so this is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah so liyuchsen, and that represents the view of Reb Meir. So according to Reb Meir. So, if somebody in Chutz Laaretz, so if he wants to get married, so we have to be Beinik. But in Bovel, we don't have to be Beinik. In the Eretz Yisrael, so Lechatchile, we have to be Beinik. But the Eved, it's not necessary to be Beinik. Why? Because when Ezra went to Eretz Yisrael, so then he took with him all the psalms. Mamzerim, the Nisinim, all the psalim with him. Why did he take all the psalim with him? Because Ezra knew that if they will be left there, no one will have a control. So then they will be nitma b'sechlal Yisrael. And the bulk of Jewry in Bovel remained in Bovel. They refused to go to Eretz Yisrael. So in order to have a control over them, that they should not be nisariv with the Ksherim, so he took all the psalim with him. So the mele osinu mibovel kiseles nikim. Now, then the Gemara says that this Mishnah represents is in accordance with the view of Reb Meir. So according to Reb Meir, if somebody from Chutz Laaretz, so you have to be Beinikim. But according to the Chachomim, so even Chutz Laaretz mishpoches bechutz Laaretz are cheses kshiris. So there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes up to what point kol ha'arotzis, so according to the mayor, so kol ha'arotzis is Yisrael. In other words, that if somebody from Yisrael, if somebody from Bovel wants to marry if from Mishpoche in Eretz Yisrael, so he should be Beinik. Because Eretz Yisrael had, because Ezra took with him to Eretz Yisrael the Psurim, and in Bovel he made like a Seiros Nikiyo. So the question is, how far is it considered Bovel? So there is a Machlokes. So the Gemara says, Rav Popa says, in regard to Fonechtam, we have the same door and the same borders as in regard to Yuchsin. Ki machlik is li Yuchsin, ka machlik is li Gid. The Rav Yosef ima machlik is li Yuchsin, al li Gid, li hakil adar, bet in yonet digish. Now the question arises, what's the connection between the borders in respect to Yuchsin and the borders in respect to Fonechtam? In respect to Yuchsin, so Lomdes, Baliteiro is of no significance. The important question is, where were those places that were populated heavily by Jews at the time of Aliyas Ezra Le'Eretz Yisrael? So those places became cleared out of Psur, because Ezra took away all the Psur. But those places that were not heavily populated by Jews at the time of Ezra's Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, so Memele, we cannot say ki osinu kesiles nikiyo. Osinu kesiles nikiyo, only those places that were heavily populated with Jews at the time of Ezra's Aliyah. So they were made kesiles nikiyo. But those places that were not heavily populated with Jews, so Ezra did not clean them out. He didn't take them to Eretz Yisrael. So this is the significant fact. Masha'in came, ligami fonechtam fonechtam. So whether a certain town was heavily populated with Jews at the time of Ezra's Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael or not is of no significance. The important thing is, which cities are the Balateir or not? So what's the connection between the borders of Bovel vis-a-vis Yuchsin and the borders of Bovel vis-a-vis Fonechtam, which are based upon different considerations and different facts? But according to what the Ran says, we can explain it very well. Because the Ran, as a matter of fact, in Rashi's Loshen, I forgot to mention it, in Rashi's Loshen, it's much more like the Ran. Because Rashi says like this, Mechiyos Rav Meboaval, Vikova Yeshiva Bissure, Medishmuel Hanu Minabdoye, Avon Mikore, Loi, Vahavon Rav Digmirat, Mishibolo Yichonio Lebovel, Vahorosh Vamazgar Rimei, Loi Posko Teiro Mehe. So what does Rashi want? Why did he mention it? All right, in other words, because so you could say that Rashi mentioned it because there were contemporaries of Rashi who explained it, they explained the Gemara and Chosar Abdul Bobel like thesis. And Rashi was aware of thesis explanation. So in other words, so Rashi says, no, that's the wrong explanation. Because even though as of the days of Yechonio Melech Yehudo, so they wore Baliteiro in Bovel, but still you did not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. When did it acquire a din of Eretz Yisrael? Only Mechiros Rav in Bovel, when Rav settled in Bovel. Why? So the question is why? So the answer is in accordance with the oneness of the Ran. Of course, it was Miren, it was Kin Lishmo, all the time, from the days of Yechonio Melech Yehuda. So it was Kin Lishmo and Edi Mitzuyim Mikaymi. But there is Aloha Shel Itachlin Nesayan. It's a special Dakonik, and it's a Dakonik Dume. Chutz La'aretz required for Nechtam for Nechtam, regardless of the merits of the specific situation. We are not at liberty to determine each city and each village on the basis of its own intrinsic merits. That wasn't the background of the Takone. But the Chachomim are misakin. Chutz Loretz requiring for Nechtam for Nechtam. Even if the city in Chutz Loretz happens to be a near of Shekulo Seferim and Chachomim, it still requires because of Loipnug, Loitachim Nezayam. So why Michiose Rav Libovel is different? The answer is Michiose Rav Libovel. So it became such a center of Torah that it acquired a new name. It became, in other words, the world became divided into three spheres: Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, and Bovel. So until Rav settled in Bovel, there were also Balatera. So it was Eden Mitzvah Mikaimei. But it wasn't, it didn't have its own Shem as one major sphere of the world. So it became not just an ordinary center of Torah. It became such a major center of Torah that the world became divided in the Roshan Leodom into three spheres. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, and Bovel. So Memele, we cannot apply Sholitach Nezayam. So Memele, that's the pshat. Why does one mandoma say ki machlekes liyuchsen kach machlekes ligitin? But yuchsen has to do with the question of psurim remaining in a certain city. Von nechtam has to do with maybe mitzvah nikaimei. The answer is as far as in mitzvah nikaimei. So all the time there are in mitzvah nikaimei. But the reason as to why we do not say loiplug is because it has a shem bifne atzme. So memele, since ligabi yuchsen, so the borders of Bovel reach out to here, let's say, so memele, the shem bifne atzme reaches out to here. So memele, we cannot say loitachlim nesayam. Masheimkin, any other city, even though the other cities that are beyond the borders of Yuchsen. So even though in those cities too it's Mitzvah Mikaimei, but Ligabe, those cities, we have to apply the concept of Litachlik, of Leipur. Rafchiz de Matzrich, Meaktis Mlibarjir, Umibiarjir, Leaktis Ben, El Barj Leaktis Ben Loi Matzrich, Leimikos Oleshimkin Lishmo Vanid Mire. Because the Bnei Aktispen, they remain in their place and they feel very relaxed and they can take notice of the signatures of the Bnei Argir. But the people of Argir, even though they come to Aktispen all the time, but they are not at home, so they do not feel relaxed. So the Melee, they cannot take good notice of the signatures of the Bnei Aktispen. They don't feel relaxed, even though the Bnei Aktispen do business and the Bnei Arjer do business, and they both concentrate their utmost on the business, but the Bnei Aktispen, they are relaxed, they stay on their own domicile. So Memele, they can concentrate on their business and at the same time take good notice of the signatures. Mashaink and the Bnei Argir, they concentrate on the business and they do not feel relaxed because they are in a strange land. So Memele, they cannot take good notice of the signatures. Shukaitri the Venanese lively statue hakir simazne. So why should you require Beis Shchone? Shalom Mechuzer Naide. Kuzer Naide. Now, Umbiyaj Lachtis Ben Lemaratzrich. Teis Vinti Lemaratz Lachtis Ben Namalik Zeir. Meli Chotomei Vigram Ginolil. Since Me'aktisben le'arojim. So, since me'aktisben le'arojim, so he's sorry, so me'arojim le'aktisben, even though on the basis of the merit, of the intrinsic merit of the city, it shouldn't be required. But because of me'lichot me'ivi, v'yishleim al-maskona, the rabbi, yisleim roven, l'kula, omulgazena, me'lichot me'ivi, v'nire, the arjim b'bova, דיבישוחו צלו רציח בויל מי מנע מקוסופה נים קוסופה שאיפתקים לשמוע בנגמירה מה מי לגמירה הוא חשיר שביעל דבר לתקולה So we have to say that Archer is in Bobel והקטיס בן אלכור חלל מבובל דים מבובל הקטיס בן אל מגמירה ומי קום הרד לא יגמירה ואוי דם לא יעזר לשוק אינה מאמין לי לרע וכאן מקו עשי בישורי דשריך מסיבתי אלא לבד היה Archer בבובל והקטיס בן אל מבובל ואבא מדינה למדינה ונמצויים לי קיימי ילאב דוזל לשוקה ואז תבור שפי אומר רבי ישראל רובה ואמרו לה צריך מאז להקטיס בין כי בנים שלי קיימי ואף על פי שאולי סמוך את זה לסוף ולא יהיה לו אלו דיגלס this is the Tigris River ולא יהיה דיגלס מאפסיק ביניהם כדם גינום פרק יצד מעברים מכל מוקים חשיבה כשתי מדינס מעבר היעד שחול מהצרול ונחזוקה ובשי יעד מאפסיק הנה יעד ופרסים את ידעי דהנה ואם תמלאו דומה בגרסה יתרי דה מה אלה אמרינו בני המוקים מכירים חצים אוסון כדי אומר הוכת דבני דבני אקטיס בן מכירים חסים איזה בני ארג'יר אף אגב דבני ארג'יר תרי דה בישוק So why does Shmuel say בגרסה יתרי דה ויש לה אימא דהיינו בגרסה יתרי דה תרי דה תווי ואין להם פנאי לחתם כלל So this shows what degree of concentration learning is expected of Ibn Torah. In other words, that he shouldn't even have time to sign his name. That's the maximum concentration that is expected of Ibn Torah. כושר עם אשמה דיה וסובר עובר לי שהתקין לשמוע אבא נכלי ועמי ומחוזה מבובר לי התקין לשמוע ויש לה אימא לשמוע לגידנו יוחסים ויחשיב מבובר לשכיחה בו בגירים כי למשמע ובאסר לקדושים כאן אם זהיר אני דורש ממחוזה גמות הממזרס משמע דין זה איק היחה של בובר because if it had been the איק היחה של בובר so it would be an irrelevant question because עושינו כסלס נקיו So it's a raya, it's not the ikayach shal bovel. Vuhadin davim osim mifrav rabi vavuyim rav sheishis. Dal kol chosir alay nami kerovi dolo shetsu li kaimei. Di mishim limkin lishmo van ligmure afilu beise shchina nami yitzrichu. El vinich alay nimifrach mirovi disle behed yoche. Umshane, shane mechuzet in haide. Likach matzri chadu vavuyim arse la arse sheyukhin lohem makirach zimes kini shivoda ala chosom nivne arse acheres. ומתיך כך, אין ניזור לקיים שטורם, כאילו מה לחוסם, אבל משכון לשכון אלא אבא מעצריך. תלכסו בה ונוכל לארץ יעיד עם כל אחד בהליך הסחבירי, ובקש עשו איש עוקים כאילו על החוסם. ורב שישס, חישש אפילו בעיסה ארסה, ורובה אפילו בעיסה שכונה. שאלה בני מחוז את עיני, די מכם פסק רב נתן, דהשתם בזמן הזה צורך לימה בכל מוקים כבר נלכת. אף אגב לקיים לו כרובה, דומה שנמצאו לקיימי, ולא עם משום לשמוע, מכל מוקים, so we see that Jesus also passes like Rabbi. The Rabbi is the only one who passes like Rabbi. מכל מוקים צורי, את השתה בכל מקיימס, נאי וכנאי חוזה. רב חולים משתוי, רב חולים, הוא סטלים היסטורי. רב קנה, אייסי, את רב קנה, what is the story? רב קנה, אייסי, גיטה. ולידני, מסור לנדוי, מדוי, מסורי, עושה כמיד רב, אומר, צריך למי, מפנח, מפנח, אתה אומר, לא צריך לי, אומר, לא צריך, ויעד הסענס, מה יעד הסענס? די עושה באו מהארי, ומשכחים על בוי, כדיטניה, מה יעשה, בוא נמי, אחות שהיא נגיד, כפי רבי שמואל, אומר, לא צורך, אני מפנח, מפנח, אתה אומר, אני צורך, אומר, בני, מייך נעתו, אומר, לי רבי, מכבר סיסוי, אני, אומר לי צורך התלויים לפניך תלויים לאחתם שליזוק פלאידים לך שירות צריך לפני רבי לא יהיה אומר לי רבי אולי כבר סיסוי מולד מתחם ואל תסחוי אותו ולציפר לי יסע מהכו ותנר המיר עם האחו כאל סחוי לקיטן ואפילו רבו לי פליאה לרד מייל באקו דמיר חגי אבו כבר סיסוי דמיקרה ולוי אומר לי שטייק נשטייק אולי יוצא דור הבט So, hoy lo tzadok vo behete a yeitze. Hoy yu name shu tzokik leidim kom alei, lo yisi mu kamei. So actually, he wasn't required. So, to say before nechta, before nechta. But, in other words, since he was able to say before Nechtu, before Nechtam, and then, so by declaring before Nechtu, before Nechtam, so he was able to report any Yiru by the Baal. Now, we have this Anes, Mashma, the before night, Nechtav, Meir, Be'eretz Yisrael. We all do Amar, B'Sifrei Veis, Be'eretz, the notion that are enemies, that are hostile to each other, so they are not trusted because they are chosh, they are chshudeis to lie in order to do harm to their kreveis, a sister-in-law, a daughter-in-law. So the Gemara says, Mashma, before Nechtav, Meir, בארץ ישראל, ועוד דומה בסיף פרק בייס, בארץ אליו על דיבור הדתאי סמכינון מהם. So in other words, these women who are asked to each other can deliver a get in ארץ ישראל because we don't have to accept their credibility because they don't have to say anything. They don't have to say anything. So mainly even though they are hostile and because of their hostility and their malice, they are capable of lying, but we don't have to resort to their credibility. But in Chutz Loretz we have to resort to their credibility. So Mele, they are Chshudeis L'Shakir. But, so doesn't it seem from that Gemara that in Eretz Yisrael, so their testimony has no effect? So he says, no, it doesn't appear from that Gemara. There it only, there the Gemara says so, because when a woman delivers in Eretz Yisrael, even though she's Chshudeis L'Shakir, she doesn't have to say before the Lechtam, before the Lechtam. So the Mele, we don't rely on her credibility. But in Achanami, if she will say, then we'll not accept it. And then if the Baal will come, and it'll be Ma'ari, it'll be Nehma. Hainim, she'll die Rabbi Yomar before the Echtav. Kistami, we get Be'at Yisrael. Rabbi Yomar, Samchim, Na'adibur, Ekram, Le'nochit. Sholach Le'nam. So this Gemara, the Machlek, between Rav and Shmuel, deals with the get that is delivered from one Midin in Bovel to another Midin. Now here the Gemara is discussing the case where a get was executed in Bovel and is delivered in Eretz Yisrael. Is the shliach required to say for nechtu for nechtam or not? Sholach le'rabbi Yosef Rav Chisda git naboi mishom mikam from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. So in Zorich le'ima before the nechtu for nechtam. So he sent a message. Git naboi mishom mikam. A get that is delivered from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, ain't so free from that of an Echtan. So, lay me kiss up, I'll wish him kill me shmore, vanig mire, vitis bere, vorab is little rove, el lekul alo bin le kaime, vichiven, di krab in the sal kirinachse, mishkach shekhe, so he said him, it's in le kaime. Anyway, so, Rabbi Yosa said, he passed that a get that is executed in Bovel and delivered to Eretz Yisrael, the Shriya does not have the same for that of an Echtan. Omar Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef was skeptical about this thing. Omar Rav Yosef, man leim alon de Rav Yosef asamcheu, veheit, how do we know that he's an authority? And then he has a raya that he was not the greatest authority. Veheit, ho yud, shalach lel Rav Yudev, ne odom eil mishom mikam, those people who leave their wives and in Bovel, and they go to Eretz Yisrael, even though they have a sublime motive to study Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But they leave their wives agunes, so they're not nice people, even though they do it in order to study Torah. So, hinkimu ba'atzim vayitnu hayelet bezeino vayalbu mochu vayayim vayishtu. So he quoted that posik, because of Levi Shiatut, he didn't underline it. He didn't underline it. So, and we all might be then there is aloche that when you quote a posik of Tzvi HaKedesh, you have to be mishalted the posik. We all might be it's Rokstein Kesvin, Sholoshin Kesvin. Two words you can write of Tzvi HaKedesh without Tziotut, but three words not. Here, this posik had more than two words. And it's more than three words also. We must need it on the Sholish case. In three words you can write without children. Abba in case in what they said, if more than four words. And he did it, he quoted the posik without children. So that means he was not the greatest expert. He didn't know this thing. Omalei, so in other words, so Rav Yosef tried to prove from that that he was not the greatest authority. So Abaye said to him, no, that does not prove that he was not the greatest authority. Or to Kodoliyot Ahod Rav Yitzchok Valkaver Avel. So one could be the greatest authority in learning and not know Rav Yitzchok's din. He just didn't hear Rav Yitzchok's din. Bishlim Yusin Itali Bisvor Elechaye. Then I could agree with you. But Ho Gimori, Hu Gmor Elishmilei. Wait, how can you say that Rav Yosef was not a Gavre Rabbe? Rav Yosef would ask him, Rav Yosef, what is not a Pilakshi? Rav Yosef was a Motzolo. That's in connection with Pilakshi Begivu. Rav Yosef is not a name of Motzolo. Ask Rav Yosef to Leo. Omri Michael de Rosh Boch, Omri Yosef Pilakshi Begivu. Umay Komar, Omri Yosef Nikaho Eim Reyes, Nikaho Eim Erom, Lechas Visholem, because we come Mishmai, Omri Yilabeu, they will keep Chayim. Zuv Motzol Vikvin, Imo Motzol Vikvin. Omri Rav Yosef will be Kvorov, Imo Smoki. Zuv Misuse, Vinume Sekarone. So we see that Rav Yosef was a Gavre Rabbi. Was a Gavre Rabbi because he was able to be mechavin dvorim astumim. Legalistically say mechavin dvorim astumim alam yosef. So in other words, so that means that we cannot have any misgiving about the psak of Rav Yosef. So that means that the halacha is that if he is delivered from one midin in Bovel, the other midin in Bovel, so he doesn't have to say Fonechtam Fonechtam like Rav, and if he is executed in Bovel and delivered in Eretz Yisrael, so he passed like Rav Yosef, that he does not have to say Fonechtam Fonechtam. Now, so for next time, you have to, of course, to go over the Teisves, or you have to go over the Gemore up to the Rekel Mizroch. And then the Teisves of Stein Keisvin, but in connection with that Teisves, you have to look up the Gemara Daf Imunoches Daf Lamed Veis, and the Teisves there Imunoches Daf Lamed Veis, and the Gemara Megillah Tefillin Tzrich and Shiotut, Tefillin Tzrich and Shiotut, and also in order to understand the Teisves of Atoras Chasanim, you'll have to look up the Gemara in Seite. לא ישנו לשול ורד, לשול הודס, אבל לשול קרם, לשול חילס מוטה. גמור אין סייטה, and if you, I would like to discuss the Indian of singing and of music, על פדין. So what music is מוטה, what music is not מוטה. So for that you'll have to look up the Rambam in פירוש המשנה, in פירקי אובס. So the Rambam discusses the different categories of singing, of songs. A kind of a shir that is migune, a kind of a shir that is oser, a kind of a shir that is neutral, a kind of a shir that is mishubach. I mean, it's not so simple. I mean, the Shittes Rambam is very, very complex. Omar Rav Yitzchok, Stein Keisvin, Sholosh in Keisvin. Now, you have in this Gemara Machloket between Rav Yitzchok and the Braise. Rav Yitzchok says Stein Keisvin, three words of Kisve HaKedesh you can write without Tziotut. But three words without Tziotut you're not allowed to write. And according to Braise, only four words without Tziotut you're not allowed to write. But three words you are allowed to write. Ba'aloch has daily space here of Yitzchok. Va'achol gav the polika masnite the yudeya ho yoshei neikya. In other words, Rav Yitzchok is an Amere. So, an Amere is not chelik amtane, so how is it that here Rav Yitzchok is chelik on the price? So obviously, he knew that this price is not ikya. In other words, he passes like Rav Yitzchok, Lechumre. The three words from Kisva HaKedesh you cannot quote without Tziotut. Now let's see how the Rambam passes this day. The Rambam there is. So, the Rambam is in two places. One is in Perizayim Lechasivatir Aloche Tezayim.
Okay.
There's less halacha in Perek Zayin. Kol kisvei akedesh. In case we need some, elo b'shirtut. I don't know, some say shirtut, some say sirtut. Leflug itzirtut. I mean, it's like soretes. Itzirtut. And then Yerushalmi, it's spelled with a samach. So it's certainly sirtut. I mean, but some pronounce it shirtut. All right. Kol kisvei akedesh. In case we need some, elo b'shirtut. אפילו כוסר על עניו, הוא מותר לכתב שורי שתי ואיז בלו יסיעתות. So, like the price, not like the bahak. He passes like the price. יסר על זה עושה. יסר על משורי שתי ואיז. More than three words not. But three words you can write down without סיעתות. Without it. Now, this is in פרגזיו מלחס ותרא, הלוכת זיין. But the Rambam mentions this din also in Perek Dalet Milchas Yibin, Halacha Lamed Dalet. Perek Dalet Milchas Yibin, Halacha Lamed Dalet. Kishekeis vin get yivomin, o yiksuvas yivomin, Misartate Nikim Apsuki. Lechofatstiya means there are certain psukim that the Yobam has to say, that the Yivom has to say, Lechofatstiya Nikachto. So he says, so all these psukim, so he has to be misartate. She also lichtev gimul tevis loishyot. So in other words, so he says, Gimel Tevis, you cannot try B'loi Sirtut. Halacha Lamed Dalet, B'loi Dalet, Halacha Lamed Dalet. Lamed Hei, sorry, Lamed Hei. That's the last halacha in B'loi Dalet of Yim Mechlit. So here he says, She also lichtev Gimel Tevis B'loi Sirtut. Which are the psukim? Because there are certain expressions that the Yobu says that does not have four words, just three words, like lochvatzli lekachta, three words. So that also has to be misurted. That also has to be misurted. Now, so he's a stira. In Perek Zayin Milchasivator, he says, he paskins like the braise, that sholish kesvin, arba in kesvin, and here he paskins, umuta lichtev sholish tevis b'lisiyatut, and here he paskins like Rabbi Yitzchok, that the Sholish in case we will see it. So it's a still. Now, as a matter of fact, I mean, it's not, I don't think that there is a still between the two. Now, when Rabbi Yitzchok, there is a machli, we see from the Rambam Perek Zayin Milchasivator, so that he passes like the Braise, the Sholish case we in Daladin case. But there is a machli between Rabbi Yitzchok and the Braise. As to whether three words you can write without Ziyotut. So, what's the machlekes? In other words, so there is aloche, you're not allowed to write a quotation of Kisvei HaKedesh without being misounded. So, suppose you write just one word, Breishis. Vayena, just one word. So then it's not considered as a quotation from Kisvei HaKedesh, just because that word happens to be in Kisvei HaKedesh. It's not considered even, and even if he has the intention, even if he's referring to the word of Breishis, let's say you write, I started Breishis, teaching the children Breishis, and you just mentioned Breishis, so you are really referring to the Breishis of the Torah. It's not that you use the term Breishis, you know, in a certain sense. But you are really referring to the Breishis of the Torah. But it's still not considered as a quotation, as a tzitut of the Pasuk. So in other words, there has to be a minimum number of words in order that it should be considered as a tzitut, as a quotation of the Torah. So the shaila is, what minimum what minimum number of words constitutes a quotation of a pasuk. Just one word of a pasuk, even if you refer to it, does not constitute a quotation of the pasuk. You're not considered as being mitzatit, as quoting the pasuk. Only if there is a minimum number of words. So that's the machleke between Rabbi Yitzchok and the Braise. So mainly the Rambam passes not like Aloches Eiles. He passes like the Braise. The Cholish Kesvin, Albain Kesvin. Because only four words constitute a quotation, a tzitut. But three words don't constitute a tzitut. Mashein Kein. There, when he writes down the account of what transpired, that the Yovim recited this pasuk and the Yevomer recited that pasuk, so there the halacha is that the Yovim has to say lechafatzti lekachto. So the expression that the Yovim has to say consists only of three words. So then you cannot say just because it's not four words that it's not a tzitut of the pasuk. That is all that the Yom has to say of the pasuk. So when can we say that three words you are allowed to write without tzitut, when the three words are just quoted at random? But what would here, when the Yom Malpidim is mechuyev to recite this expression, lechavatzti lekachto, and then you put it down in the certificate that Besdin executes. So in other words, so then since the Yovim, you are quoting the posik that the Yovim has to recite, so then we cannot say it's not even tzitut. So certainly it is tzitut. But so that's why in Hilchas Yibum Mechlitze, when he discusses this expression specifically, Sol Mele, and there that is all that he has to say. So even three words constitute a quotation of the pasuk, because that's the din that he has to say it. Masha'im came when he mentions the din generally. I mean, the general din. How many words can you quote in writing without sirtut? So there he passes like the Braise, that Sholish Kesvin, Albain Kesvin, because Sholish do not constitute a quotation, even though he's referring to that, to those words. So it's not difficult. The Rambam is not difficult. So in other words, the Rambam is chilik and Bahag. The Bahag passes like Rabbi Yitzchok, and the Rambam passes like the Braise. Alright. וכן פירש רבו בשם רבנו ליאור דווקא שמסחבן לכתב הפוסק לדרוש כי הוך. In other words, here, so Rabbi Yosef criticized Rav Aviosa. In other words, Rav Aviosa failed to comply with the din. So, in other words, he wasn't misalted the posik. So over here he was mechavin lidroshe. In other words, he quoted the pasuk not for the purpose of writing in a nice style, but he wanted to show. I mean, that they did a terrible thing, those who left their wives, and they left the wives in Bovel and went there to soil to study Torah. So Memele, so in such a case, he's Mechuyev Alpedin to be misaltate the posik. But suppose Dav Kishim Ischam Dichtav Posik Litrosh Kihoch Avo Kishodom Shelo Yachid Yeres Lachavei Muta Sheyichtiv Loshna Mikro Kinin Lichtiv Loshin Tzav Belo Yisiyatut. But if somebody writes a letter and he wants to be on safe grounds, so he knows if he will use the lotion of the psukim, so then it will be a beautiful style. So his kavone is not to quote the posik to show, I mean, that one has to be misnaik in a certain way. Just to write a beautiful style. So in other words, he is just adapting the Loshon HaMikra. It's not that he's quoting the Mikra. He is adapting the Loshon HaMikra. So then there is no chiyuv of Sirtut. Mil Birushalmi, Perik Basra de Megillah. Perik Basra de Megillah, Mashmak Tzatz, Diosa. Die Koma Rosso, Mau Lichtiv Tart in Tlat Milin. Mim Psuke, Umayis Rav Mune, Sholach. Ksav Rabbi Shih Barsine. Reishi Soch Mitzo. Ach, I mean, what's the Roshna Posik? Reishi Soch Mitzo, Achri Soch Yizga Meit. So he rearranged the order of the words. Why did he rearrange the order of the words? Because if he would put down in according to the order that the words appear in the posik, then he would have to be misartic, and he didn't want to be misartic. Why didn't he want to be misartic? I don't know. I mean, so he didn't want to be misartic. So because of that, so he rearranged the order of the words. So then you don't have to be misartic. You only have to be misartic if you write the words the way they appear in Kisvei HaKodesh. But he deliberately, you see, rearranged the order of the words. So the order is Rishi Soch Mitzo. Achri Soch is Gemeit. So Rishi Soch Mitzo Oyo Meit. Hey, Rishi Soch Mitzo Oyo. Meit is Gachri Soch. Meit Gachri Soch. Mashmashloi Kesef El Shin Gerash Lemim. He just wanted to express his wishes. So, and in order to write with a beautiful style, so he adapted the Loshna Mikro, the Loshna of the Posik. But the Kavone was not to grow the Posik. And still he rearranged it. Why didn't he write it in the regular order? Because then he would have to be misaltate. So we see that even when he's not mischavon to quote, to be mitzatik the Posik, so he still is mechuyev to be misavit. Now, mashmash lo yikesef l'shim igeres. Mashmash shlo yikesef el l'shim igeres shleim. V'loy lidrosh l'avchim l'makash lo yikesef k'seida. U'miyu harbe mei v'shom sh'nira shlo yikesef lidrosh l'ikom ha'marukve shol ha'ksav l'rish gelusse da'avikoye v'tomer b'zimre. Every time he went to sleep, so they used to be singing music. Pirish kishor sheikh and become ho yom izamim lifon of Yisroel al tismach al gil bani. Al tismach Yisroel al gil bani. So he rearranged the words in order to avoid tzirtut. So, but there he wanted to advise him of a certain deen, of his obligations, of the Rish Galut, the obligations incumbent upon the Rish Galut. So there it's all right. But from the Yerushalmi in connection with Rav Eshe Bar Simei, it's mashma not like that. But all the Rishonim passed in that. Even though they all mention the Yerushalmi, so apparently they don't consider, even though they mention, so he says, mashma shalom yikesef el shim gera shleimim v'loy litroshe v'av al pechenu yamak b'shalom yikesef yiseida. Umil harbi maybe shom shenira shalom yikesef litroshe. So it doesn't appear that Teisves is rejecting this halacha, because Teisves then says, "You have maybe shom shenira shoyikesef nidroshe." So what if all the other psukim that the Gemara mentions that certain chachomim quoted, and there they had the intention of quoting the pasuk, but there is one memre that Yerushalmi tends to indicate even without the intention of quoting. Apparently they even though the Rishonim say that mashmash leikesef el l'shem Yerushalmim, they don't consider it as conclusive, and that we could say that over there too it was litrosh, because it all depends. Of course, superficially one would be tempted to assume that that Rav Mune didn't quote the Pasuk. He just used it, he just adapted the Loshna Mikro for good style. But it could be no. In other words, apparently he wanted to encourage. He wanted to encourage Rabbi Ishe Bar Simeh. And apparently Rabbi Ishe Bar Simeh had some difficulties. He had some problems. And he wanted to instill courage in his heart. So Mimele, so it wasn't for the purpose of using it in beautiful style. No, he really wanted to prove to him that he should have bitochen and that he should not be depressed and he should not feel frustrated. So he mentioned the Pasuk, and he really intended to quote the Pasuk, not for beautiful style, because Rav Mune could have used the beautiful style without adapting the Loshna Mikro. But he did it in order to impress upon Rabbi Ishe Bar Simeh that he shouldn't feel discouraged. Alright. Vim Tema. The Omar Vakim Yitzrabe of Yerikbeis the Megillah, the Tfilin Yitzrichen Siyatut. So the question is, now the Gemara in Minoche says that it's Aloch Lemish Mishinai. Well, at least one Mandoma says it's Aloch Lemish Mishinai that Mizuzah requires Siyatut. But Tfilin doesn't require Siyatut. So the question is, if my posik of Kisvei HaKedesh requires Siyatut, if even the posik of Kisvei HaKedesh requires Siyatut, three words, four words, whatever, so Tfilin has much more than four words, so it's all parashas, yeah, so certainly requires Siyatut. So why should Tfilin be an inferior level relative to a single pasuk of the Torah? A single pasuk of the Torah requires siyatut. That means Kisvei HaKedesh, even just a pasuk, an expression of Kisvei HaKedesh, requires siyatut. So Tfilin contains parshas of the Torah, Shema, Avraham, Shemeya, Kaddish, Kiviyacho. So certainly requires siyatut. So why does the Gemara say Tfilin tzrichen siyatut? Now, from this tesis, one could deduce, but I don't think that this is so, that the halacha of shtayim kesvin, sholish in kesvin, or sholish kesvin, arba in kesvin, according to the braise, is it raise the kalach, not in the rabbonim the kalach. Because if it is only the rabbonim the kalach, so what's the kashi? What's the kashi? I mean, how does the Gemara say that film doesn't require siyatut? Only mizuzah requires siyatut, but even four words of Kisvei HaKedesh require siyatut? No. There the Gemara says that there is midraises film doesn't require siyatut, but midrabbonon inochaname just as three or four words of Kisvei HaKedesh require siyatut, so film also. So isn't it mashma from this tesis that this is Aloha Midrais? However, the Miri says here, he says, "Uvidin hoyo shalu nichlel b'din siyatut al sivateiro tefilin mizuzes, ela shatalmud meid lamu shekol aksubim bichlal uchmishom usiyotet v'kosaklei v'chein adovaro kedei shiyu kol kriyei shebekedesh misudoris alofneim v'yoisifu b'midais ligedar olisiyog shalu nichde v'abatei v'isalu b'siyatut af shaloi b'mkeinu." So he says, Ve'isifu b'mideis l'geder l'isyov, shel l'ich t'pava teiveis, el b'sirtu. So that means only mid rabon has isyov. But, mid reise, the Miri says, all kisvei akedesh require sirtu. But, if 4 words, or 5 words, or even 10 words, of kisvei akedesh do not have a kedushas kisvei akedesh. Now, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, in Perikol Kisvei HaKedesh, Matzil Leisit Neadleiko, that now the halacha is that Kisvei HaKedesh, you are Matzil Neadleiko. So you are allowed to carry in the Chotza Shenim HaRebes, Kisvei, if there is a fire, if a fire breaks out in the house, so you are allowed to carry out the Kisvei HaKedesh in the Chotza Shenim HaRebes. So only something that has Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh. So the Gemara says, if it is a Svatera Shebolo, suppose it deteriorated and the ACS faded away. So if pay ACS, if it's Nishtaya pay ACS, like the number of ACS in the Parsha Vahib in Seah Oren, so then it's Matzil Leisit Neadleiko. So we see that there is a certain shio for Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh. Only a portion of Kisvei HaKedesh that has 85 ACS has Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh. And that is mentioned in Yodayim, in Mishnah Yodayim. Now the Chachomim, that's one of the Chesdovot. The Chachomim were Misakim Tume upon Kisvei HaKedesh. Kisvei HaKedesh is Mitames Yodayim. If somebody touches Kisvei HaKedesh, so then his Yodayim become, even if he just washed, the hands. In other words, as a matter of fact, the Chayodom paskins that if somebody was Nicholas Yodov, Leachile, and then he touched the tefillin, he has to wash his hands over again. Because the purpose of the Tilas Yodayim is to remove the Tumashniyis of the Yodayim. Even though by Chum there is no Yisrael of Tume, but here the Mishim Schach Trumo, so the Chachomim were gazing. So Memele, so of what avail is the washing of the hands if a minute after that he touched the Tvil? If he touched the Tvil. So Memele, the Chayodam Paskins that he has to wash his hands over again. So the Mishnah Yodayim says that what is the shield to be Mitame as Yodayim? Only if Sivatira Shebolo, only if it's Nishtaya Pe'esias. So we see that the Shio of Kisvei HaKedesh, of Tusis Kisvei HaKedesh, is Pe'esias. Not four words, not 5 words. So, in other words, only 85 Pe'esias. So it was not. So, Midraise Kisvei HaKedesh requires Sirtut, but only if it has Dushas Kisvei HaKedesh. Masha'inke, 4 words of Kisvei HaKedesh does not have Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh. But since Midraise, Kisvei HaKedesh require Sirtut, so the Chachomim were misaken as a siyog, that even 4 words of Kisvei HaKedesh should also require Sirtut. But that is only Midrabonon. Ve'isifu b'midis l'geder l'siyog. So we don't have to say that Teisves is chelik and miri. Now, the Teisves could mean the same thing. Here, if there hadn't been a din deraisa that Kisvei HaKedesh mamesh requires sirtut, then the Chachomim wouldn't be misakein that 4 words of Kisvei HaKedesh, a quotation of 4 words of Kisvei HaKedesh should require sirtut. The fact that the Chachomim were misakein too, indeed, this is a drabon, as a siyok, as the Miri says. But the fact that the Chachomim were misakein as a siyok, that 4 words require sirtut, indicates that Kisvei HaKedesh requires Sirtut Midraise. So the Chachomim were amazing. So the Kashi is, since all Kisvei HaKedesh requires Sirtut, and Tvilm of course has the Kedushe of Kisvei HaKedesh, so why does the Gemara say that Tvilm needs Rizan Sirtut? They should require Sirtut because of Kisvei HaKedesh. Now, Teisves in Seite. So in Seite, the Fuzayin on the base, the Gemara says, Ligabi Migla Seite. So the Kayan had to write the whole parasha of Seite. Said to write, and that had to be put in the Maimamor. So the Gemara in Seite, the Fuzayin on the base says, Kosu Igeres Psula, the Sefer Amrachma. That if he writes it in the form of an igeres of a letter, it's possible, because the Torah says sefer, and sefer requires shirtut. So Amrashi says, what does it mean? Kosafu igeres below is shirtut. We say from Rachmonim, v'aloch lemishim misinai she'asforim tzrichin shirtut. So in other words, that sefer requires shirtut. So Teisa says the kashe, why do we have to resort to his special posik? That Megillah Seite requires Sirtut, because B'Sefer Omer Achmone, there is a loch of Shtayim Keisvin, Sholishin Keisvin. There is a loch of Shtayim Keisvin, Sholishin Keisvin. So even a posik of Kisvei HaKodesh requires Sirtut. So Seite is Lugria, Seite is Lugria. And again, we shouldn't deduce from this Teisves and Seite that Afil Zayin on the base that Teisves Shite is the Shtayim Keisvin, Sholishin Keisvin is Midrais. No. It could be Midrabon, but the Rabbanon wouldn't be Mechadesh in new aloche if there is no basis Midraise. The answer is, the Miri says, Midraise Kisvei HaKodesh requires Sirtut. Midraise Kisvei HaKodesh requires Sirtut. So here there is a special posik that we can, so Mele the Chachomimom Misake, that even four words requires it. That's all Midrabon. But that is based upon the Raise, that Kisvei HaKodesh Mamesh requires Sirtut. And here, the Megillah Seite has more than Pehesias. So Mele, it has Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, so Mele it should require Sirtut. Why do we have to resort to a posik of B'Sefer Omer Achmoneh? Posik of Achmoneh. So that's the discussion. So then Teisves gives it Teretz, Tritz, Ilav Mishum Dinikre Seifer, Hava Mine, Avel Gav Deoso Lichde Beloisir Tut, Hamigila Atzmo in Ipsur, Komashlo on Dipsur. Komashlo on Dipsur. In other words, that in no Kisvei HaKodesh is just an Iser, to write Kisvei HaKodesh Beloisir Tut, but there is no Psur. I think in here there is a special Gersakosu for Pisefer that the Megillah Seite is possible. If there hadn't been a special Gersakosu, it wouldn't be possible. There is an Isa. Suppose he wrote it so it could be used for Mechike, for the Seite. Now that we have a Posik, so even the Eben it's possible, the Megillah Seite. It cannot be used even in connection with the Maimamor. So this is what Teisves says. In Seite, as it targets on the Kashi, why do we have to resort to a special posik? Why do we have to resort to a special posik? So the question is, why doesn't Teisves give here the Teretz, the same kind of Teretz? The Teisves Kashi is, since we see from this Gemara that even four words of Kisvei HaKodesh require Sirtu, that means all Kisvei HaKodesh require Sirtu Midraise. So why does the Gemara say it will in Tzrina Sirtu? So why couldn't Teisves give the Teretz? Here, the Gemara is saying, let's say, the Gemara mentions Tfilin Tzrina Sirtu in contrast to Mizuze. Mizuze requires Sirtu. So over there by Mizuzeh, that requires Sirtut, if he wrote it without Sirtut, the Mizuzeh is possible. It's not just a question of an Isa. The Eved is possible. Mashinke in Tvilun, so it's not possible. But in Achname is Mechuyev Lechatchile to write it with Sirtut, like any other portion of Kisvei HaKodesh. So is Mechuyev to write with Sirtut. Why doesn't Teisves give that Eretz? The answer is because the Loshon Agmore is Tvilun in Tzrich in Sirtut. So the Loshon is, that has the connotation, even Lechatchila you don't have to be Misabit. So, but because of Kisvei HaKodesh, so it should require at least Lechatchila to require Sirtut. So Teisves is forced to give another Teretz. Veim Rabbetam, the Tvilun Liboy Sirtut, Akol Shite Vishita. Avle Yise Sirtut, Achas Limayo, the case of tacht of kalisit. So in other words, so kamtam shiti is that in so far is the chiyuv of shiur to tinol kisva kiddush, and even in one posik of kisva kiddush for words of kisva kiddush, so it requires only one shiur to lemal. It doesn't require shiur to al kol shita vishit. Mashein kein, mizuze requires shiur to al kol shita vishit. Because there is a special alcohol in Mishmi Sinai. So this is what the Gemara says, in contrast to Mizuzah, that requires Siyot Lakol Shita Vishito. Tefillin does not require Siyot Lakol Shita Vishito. But the Siyot that every Kisvei HaKedesh requires, Mizuzah, Tefillin also requires. Now here Teisve says, Veimer Abnetam, the Tefillin Liboye Siyot Lakol Shita Vishito. Avalei se Siyot Achas L'mailo V'Kisiv Tachtu Kamashit. So Abnetam mentions, Mitzad, the general halacha, that Kisvei HaKedesh requires siyatut, so only one siyatut, l'mayim. But at the end, Teisve says, v'yiriyo shini misogeles psuho, ha'nidalet siyatutin, milamayimu ulemato mitzdodi. And that's in line with the Shittas Rav Netam. So there seems to be a certain variance. Here, Teisve says, according to Rav Netam, only siyatut achas l'mayimu. And over there, at the end he says, Dalet Zatutin. And then Teisves Menoches also mentions Dalet Zatutin. Here he mentioned only Sirta Achlamailo. So I suppose that, you see, when does Teisves say? Teisves says, Vim Rabatam did film Liboye Sirta Dalkol Shita Visito. Avor Eise Sirta Achas Lemailo. Vikesev Tacht of Kamashiti. So even though Teisves started discussing Tefillin, but we see from the Hemshech of Teisves Loshen that Teisves has reference to a quotation of Psukim in general, because he says Avolei Sesir to Tachas Lemailo because of Tacht of Kamashit. So in other words, he's not referring Dafke to Tefillin; he's referring to a quotation of Kisvei HaKedesh. So it could be. There, when the whole thing, when does Teisve say that we require Dalet Zirtutin, Milmailo Lemato Mitzdodin, that is Ligabi Sivator. Because Sivator, so in other words, so Mimele, the whole Yiriyeh is Sivator. So Mimele, there is Aloche of Sirtut. Of siyatut milmayro mata mishni zodim. Mashenkin, when you quote just the posik, and it's not that the whole sheet is Kisvei HaKedesh, is psukim of Kisvei HaKedesh. It's not that the whole sheet is psukim of Kisvei HaKedesh. So there you don't have to be misaltit milmayro mata mishni zodim. Just siyatut achas milmayro. That's all. Now you saw. You ask, suppose he quotes many psukim, and the whole sheet is filled up with psukim. So it could be that even in that case, so he is not mechuyev to be misaltit milmailo ulmato mishnei hazdodim. Because since it's only accidentally that the whole sheet is filled up with psukim, it's not that he's writing, he has kavoneh to write the whole sheet. In Sivat Torah, so he's mishaving to write only Sivat Psukim of the Torah. So then he has to be misaltik milmailo matam shnizodim. But where is Kavoni? Just to quote a posik. So if he just quotes one posik that fills up just two lines, some mele, there is no aloche of milmailo matam shnizodim. Because then the milmailo matam shnizodim wouldn't even delineate the psukim. Suppose you write a letter, and then in the middle you write two lines. You write two lines a quotation of Kisvei HaKedesh. So if you are misalti just on top, all right. But if you are misalti, let's say here and here and here and here, so it wouldn't even delineate the psukim. But you could. You could, you could, it would alleviate if those two lines would you be inserted on all four sides, here, here, and here. So the answer is no. The halacha of being misaltit on all the four sides is only when the whole sheet consists of psukim, but not if you are mi'ariv psukim of the Torah, psukim of Kisvei HaKodesh with sentences of Divrei Chayil. So then you only have to be misaltit on top of that line or the few lines. That's how it appears. Rambam Shimon. All right. Veim Rambam. Then we started tefillin al kol shita b'shita. Kidom abe alo bir. Veim Rambam. Then we started tefillin al kol shita b'shita. Kidom alo bir. Yerushalmi tefillin mamadlikin. Kol apota minudova v'yiseyu nikro hedet. Nikro hedet. V'chei mash makim etz rab. In other words, this Rambam says, now tefillin doesn't require any siyatut over in the bowl. Over the bow, v'pshir tutasir tutachas lemaylo. Suppose he wants to be mishaltit every line, every shure. So it's not a midas chasidus. He's a hegit, because there is no kima mitzvah. So he's a hegit. So v'chim mashu v'akim mitzrab dikol marosom tefillin tzrichin sir tut uporich modi tanye sivatim reshebolo tefillin sheboloin isme mizuzel shmerimim v'shachmur v'shakal. So you say tefillin is ein tzrichin siyatut, but we have a braisa that says that if his Torah started to rot and tefillin started to rot, so you cannot convert them into a mezuzah, because the kedusha of his Torah and the kedusha of tefillin is more than the kedusha of mezuzah, and there is an iser of imiridim kedusha chmura kedusha kala. So if you convert a tefillin into a mezuzah, you are married a kedusha chmura kedusha kala, and that's awesome. So the Gemara asks now, so the only reason as to why you cannot convert a tefillin into mezuzah because of the iser of imiridim, but if there hadn't been an iser of imiridim, so then you would be able to convert. But how can you convert? Mezuzah requires siyatut. It's aloch lemish misinai. And tefillin does not require siyatut. So the Gemara gives the teres tanoi. In other words, there is a machlikes tanoi as to whether mezuzah requires siyatut. Tefillin certainly doesn't require siyatut. So that price holds, like the Tane, that even mezuzah doesn't require siyatut. Even mezuzah doesn't require siyatut. So why doesn't the Gemara give it teres? The price is reference to the case where the tefillin, the parshias of the tefillin were misaltit. He's not mechuyev to be misaltit, but he was misaltit. Apparently, since there is no chiyuv to be misaltit, so there is no minas chasidus, there is no kima mitzvah to be misaltit, just an hedyet. It's like someone who eats in his suke while it's pouring. So he's a hedyet. He's not mechayim a mitzvah. So here too, משנה אורח מאסקים ומשוטוטים משמע דירידיוס לשאלת את כלל ויסיבת הירה ולא יתפיל ואין משום נקרא הדיה. So what is Teis Veshite? Teis Veshite is that all Kisvei HaKodesh require, all of Kisvei HaKodesh require Siyatut. All of Kisvei HaKodesh is require Siyatut. So in Tzvion and mezuzah, there is a special aloche. L'meishim sinai requires siyatut. So why do we have to resort to a special aloche l'meishim sinai that mezuzah requires siyatut? Mezuzah is also Kisvei HaKodesh. The answer is, as far as the general aloche, the general requirement of Kisvei HaKodesh requires siyatut, so siyatut achas l'mailo is not. Siyatach l'mailo, that's godin. But not al kol shure v'shure. And by mezuzah, there is a special aloche l'meishim sinai that it requires siyatut al kol shure v'shure. But the Torah does not require any more siyatut than tefillin, according to Rambam. So he says, "Umiu ima inaseifa yochel lichtiv yofi b'loy siyatut." Sorry, so he says, "Mashma nevitlo shad klal lizvatir litefillin v'ayim shum nikredit." Umiu ima inaseifa yochel lichtiv yofi b'loy siyatut. Sorry, shaltit risalti dal colcito vicito, mishum zekeli van veyu. So, if the Sefer cannot write yofi, straight, without ziotut, so then he's mechuyim because of zekeli van veyu, so it's a different reason. So it's not a requirement of ziotut per se, but because of zekeli van veyu. But Amtamshita is that as far as ziotut per se is concerned, so only ziotut tachas lemayla, but not al kol shita v'shita. And that's the aloche in Olkis v'akidish. And because it's aloche in Olkis v'akidish, so mele even four words, you have to be misaltit, yes?
I didn't catch what you said before. You said there's also sir, it's solid
I said it's not muchach. It's not muchach. The Teisves is chayek. And the Teisves is eite. Because even if Teisves had agreed with what Teisves is eite says, that the aloha of Siotut in Kisva Kedesh is only a nisa, that you're not allowed to write without Siotut, but it's not possible, it's not afkoy of Kedushe, so he still could ask the same kashi. Because here the Rosh Nagmori is tefillin in tzrich and siyatut. So it's mashma that even lechatchila you don't have to miss out. So Teisves couldn't give the teretz that Teisves gives in Seyte. In Seyte, Teisves says the kashi, why do we have to resort to a special posik of Baseyfer? By Megillah Seyte. So there Teisves gives the teretz. But here Teisves couldn't give the teretz because Rosh Nagmori is tefillin in tzrich and tzrich doesn't imply only that it's kosher, it implies also that you don't have to be misalted altogether. Even the chatrila you don't have to be misalted. So there is no right. But there is no right. So he said, V'odon fer kamer in gila di rishol in v'emes. Lami shesrich osir tut kamito shol teira. So Rashi says that amito shol teira means sivato. So that means that Megillas Esther requires Siyatut. Just the Sefer Torah requires Siyatut. So, but the Tamshita is that Sefer Torah doesn't require, there is no special halacha in Sefer Torah that requires Siyatut. Olkis V'Akedish requires Siyatut Achas L'Mailo, but not Siyatut Al-Kol Shure V'Shure. And here the Gemara says that Megillas Esther requires Siyatut Al-Kol Shure V'Shure. And because it's mentioned divrei sholim v'emes, lamed hosir tut kamid shel teiro. So Hamatam says not like Rashi that tamid shel teiro has reference to Sefer Torah, but tamid shel teiro has reference to mezuzah. Mezuzah requires sir tut al kol shor v'shir. Eim Hamatam zila v'mezuzah teiro. Do we sir tut sir tut el haim mezuzah because tamid shel teiro al shem sheyish beshem yichud. But Sefer Torah doesn't require any siyatut other than the siyatut that is required by all Kisvei HaKadosh. By all Kisvei, even tefillin. But mezuzah requires, there is a special aloha of mezuzah that it requires siyatut. That it requires siyatut. If the pshat is kamid shel teiro means like Sefer Torah, so that means Sefer Torah requires siyatut al kol shure v'shure. Hold the paskin hosam b'shurik beis the Megillah. Ad difter v'shure b'diei. Das yiksiv yiksiv that the Megillah Esther was written on difter. What is difter? Difter means unprocessed parchment. Because when you write Sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzahs, so you cannot just take, you know, the height of a behemoth hero and just write on it. Well, first of all, you have to take off the sail, and then you have to flour it, and so you have to salt it. You have to, and then you have to cultivate it. You have to process it with a potzin. A potzin is like a certain chemical that hardens the parchment. And so then, but if unprocessed, difter means that it wasn't floured, it wasn't salted, it wasn't floured, it wasn't salted. So mele. So then it is possible. So that's difter, unprocessed, unfloured, unsalted, unprocessed parchment. So Milasesta is written on Divtei. An unprocessed parchment, so it's possible. We learn how to Ksive Ksive. Because here it's mentioned in connection with the Sesta, but it's the Festa Basel Mechayim. And in connection with the Posik Vani, in Yirmiye, Vani Kesiv Rasiva Vidyei, Vamai. So what the question is, if the Pshat Namita Shoteo means Sefer Torah, so that means that Midrash Esther is analogous to Sefer Torah, because Divrei Shomer Remes Mlamish Tzrichos Sir to Tkan Midrash Shoteo. What it means, Kamidah Shoteo, according to Rashi, like Sefer Torah, that means that it's a kosu that Midrash Esther is analogous to Sefer Torah. Now Sefer Torah certainly requires klav. Drilling, klav, not diphtheray, and it requires the aid. So why do we have to resort to his xeroshove of xive xive? That Midrash Esther requires the aid and klav. Let us learn out that Midrash Esther requires the aid and klav from a Midrash Shoteo, the Rishon Remes. But according to Rabbi Tam, it's no kashe, because there is no aloche. Because the Vesholem Vemes does not have reference to Sefer Torah, it has reference to Mizuzah. So Midrash Esther is only analogous to Mizuzah, not analogous to Sefer Torah. But they'll ask, so what? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, so there is a special Zazakosov that Midrash Esther is analogous to Mizuzah, and Mizuzah requires Diei, Mizuzah requires is posel and diftere. Is posel and diftere. So Mele, why do we have to resort to a posik of Ksive Ksive that Yoi Shaloi Bid Yoi is posel and Andifter is posel?